Drago had done more than just tip his northern counterparts that little Nicky was on his way. He and his partner's work down here had helped put Scarfo in jail up there. They, too, are a sign of the times, a reason why the open territory is changing. They are covert cops, part of a new cult of police intelligence. The sign by the office's front door changes every so often from one business name to another, but it doesn't really matter what it's called because the name will always be phony and the business will never have any real customers. The actual name is MIU, short for Metropolitan Organized Crime Intelligence Unit. Plain old MIU goes better with a nondescript operation in a nondescript location. The detectives assigned to MIU work undercover. They are watchers and gatherers. They move through the streets in cars with windows tinted smoky black, comb through the record stacks at the county courthouse, and access the networks of law enforcement computers. They watch through telephoto lenses and listen through electronic bugs. They tell their friends never to acknowledge them at the supermarket, the mall, even sitting out by the pool at a waterfront bar. They might be on the job. MIU's 25 or so detectives come from Broward's major law enforcement agencies. Their business, in simple terms, is raw intelligence. They are experts in the art of surveillance. For 3 years, they have led a quiet war on organized crime in Broward. Their major weapon is cooperation, the welcome mat they put out for other law enforcement agencies, both near and far. MIU detective Steve Rabe likes to tell a story about the time he went down to Miami 2 years ago to sit in on a hearing held by the Presidential Commission on Organized Crime. The witness that day had once been a major narcotics supplier to New York City. He sat with a black hood over his head and testified about the inner workings of organized crime.